There is a saying that's attributed to Mark Twain that goes like this. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around me. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished just how much the old man had learned in 7 years. And when I look at my relationship with my heavenly father and with my biological earthly father, I see those same realities, how much that my God and my dad learned as I matured. So I'd like to see this principle, use this principle to unpack today's readings, our solemnity of Corpus Christi, and to pay honor to our fathers. So we need to start with a little background before we jump to today's readings. We'll go back to Genesis 2:16. And in Genesis 2:16, we're told, "The Lord God gave the man, Adam, this order. You are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden, except the tree of good and evil." Now, I've heard modern commentators on the scriptures try to say, well, you know what? Adam had to sin. Because if he didn't sin, he wouldn't have understood evil. If he didn't understand evil, he wouldn't have been fully human. So Adam did something that was not wrong. It's like, well, okay, but let's go back and see what the ancients thought. What did the ancient rabbis think? What did the people who walked with the authors of the scriptures think about this knowledge of good and evil? And when we go back and see that, they don't see it as lacking anything. In fact, this is a positive. They said the knowledge of good and evil was the knowledge of knowing man's limits and understanding God's will. So in eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Adam knowingly and willingly rebelled against God and disrespected his father. So as a result, we know that Adam dies spiritually and death enters into the world. And the relationship between father and son is now fractured or at least disrupted. So turning to today's first readings, we see this at work when Moses is addressing the Israelites. So Moses is the spiritual father of the Israelites, and he's reminding them of the importance of God's commandments. He's reminding them of how they were tested. Sometimes they were faithful, other times they were not. And he reminds them what happens when you disobey, when the seraph serpents came to pay a little visit. So a good father knows that he cannot do everything for his children. A father knows there's a time where you got to take the training wheels off. And we know exactly what's going to happen to the little one, right? And there'll be skinned knees and maybe some tears. But there's learning when this occurs. There's valuable life lessons when we make mistakes. We grow in wisdom and we come to appreciate the laws that dictate our lives. So a good father instructs and encourages, but also has to correct from time to time when children go off in the wrong direction. A good father also loves his children. And today's gospel shows the love our heavenly Father has through us, through his Son, Jesus Christ. In John 15:13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." And this is exactly what Jesus Christ will do. He will lay down his life so that we can have his body, we can have his blood that saves us from our sins and makes eternal life available to us. Well, isn't this what our fathers did or currently do for us? Our fathers worked hard to provide for us. They sacrificed their needs at times for our wants. And when called upon, they most definitely put their bodies in harm's way to protect us when we needed it. So we are reminded that greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. When we really understand our relationship with God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, and take a mature look at everything our earthly fathers have done for us. Turning to our second reading in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul is warning the Corinthians about having idols in their lives. Now, an idol can be anything that gets in between our relationship with God. So it could be sin, it could be things we put, money, power, whatever it is we put there, says, okay, God, you're not important, we'll put you on the side, therefore we have an idol. So St. Paul is calling the Corinthians back into correct worship and relationship with God. And he's making the argument that this happens when we partake in the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. Because the Eucharist reminds us that we need to be obedient to God's will, just as Jesus Christ was. In 2 Philippians 8, St. Paul writes that Jesus humbled himself, being obedient to death, even death upon a cross. So in receiving the Eucharist, we're reminded of that obedience that Christ had. The Eucharist also reminds us that maybe at times our thinking might be wrong and we have to come back and get him in line with God's thinking. In 1 Corinthians 1:23, St. Paul writes, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles." So sometimes we have to step back and say, okay, God, you are God. You know more than I do. I have to say, you will help me to understand the situation. So every time we receive the Eucharist, Corpus Christi, we're reminded of everything our Heavenly Father wants to do for us, because he knows what is best for us. So this year, it's really nice that Corpus Christi and Father's Day came together because we're reminded of the beautiful relationships that are offered to us through our Heavenly Father and our earthly fathers. And we thank them for all the gifts that they've given us, the gift of life, the gift of supernatural life, and all the blessings and teachings that they've given to us along the way. So today we thank God, our Father, for everything he's given to us, and also our earthly fathers for all that they have done for us as well.